Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, and I'm so glad that you tuned in because I'm going to talk about passion. Please listen to this gospel from Luke chapter 5. Very familiar gospel. While all the people pressed around Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the Sea of Galilee, and there were two boats there, and the fishermen had got out of them, and they were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats that was Simon Peter's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon Peter, "Put out into the deep for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've toiled all night and we've caught nothing. But at your word, we will lower the nets." And when they had done this, they caught such a great catch of fish, their nets were breaking. And they beckoned to the partner in the other boat to come and help them. And they filled both the boats, so they began to sink. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to challenge you to launch out into the deep, to lower your nets for a catch. You see, Jesus is always inviting us to leave our safety zone, to try new things, to risk, to be daring, to be bold, to be courageous, to push our boundaries, to get in over our head, to be courageous, to be brave. I remember one of the first times I ever decided to preach without notes and just walk around and proclaim the gospel from memory and go forward and risk and get away from the pulpit, because I know that that engages people. I remember the first time I did that, that night I had a dream, and it was about scuba diving, and I was way down deep, and I had no oxygen, and I was afraid, and I began to panic. Well, that's what going into the deep means, that you risk, you leave your safety zone. It's dangerous in the deep. You get in over your head. But I found out something. When you go into the deep, the Lord goes there with you and he will help you. Even though you're afraid, even though it's scary, even though it's dangerous, God will help you. And I want to push you to go into the deep. That's exactly what Jesus did with Peter. He pushed Peter to go to a place that he hadn't been before. He said, "Launch out into the deep for a catch." Now, Peter was a fisherman. His companions were fishermen. They knew how to fish. And Jesus was telling them to do something that they weren't used to doing, to go to another place, to go where it's scary, to go where it's dangerous. And then they caught so many fish that the boat started to sink. And that's exactly the way it is in our life. When we take chances, when we're bold, when we're daring, when we live passionate lives, we get an abundance. We get blessings untold. Things start to happen in our lives, opportunities and blessings that we never could have dreamed. And so I want to push you to live with passion. I want you to live a passionate life. Look at Peter, for example. We'll continue with him. Peter continued to be pushed by Jesus in his life. This was just the beginning for Peter. He was told to go out into the deep. Then all during his life, Jesus kept pushing him to more and to more and to more. He kept pulling him as a disciple to become greater and greater. Now, Peter, if he didn't listen to Jesus, would have been an obscure fisherman that nobody ever heard about. But what happened was, because he followed Jesus, because he kept launching out into the deep, because he was dangerous and bold and courageous, he became the prince of the apostles. I've studied in Rome, and of course, the center of Rome is the great St. Peter's Basilica, the largest church in the world. Bernini's columns, Michelangelo's works, millions of pilgrims come there every year. traditionally built right over the site of St. Peter's bones. I've been down beneath, it's called the Scavitor. I've seen St. Peter's bones underneath the altar. And it's interesting, right above, right outside in St. Peter's Basilica, right outside in the square, there's this big, huge statue of the Prince of the Apostles, St. Peter. And then, of course, inside, you can see a statue of St. Peter. It's in bronze. So many people come up to that statue and touch its feet that the feet is actually worn down because so many people have touched it. So what I'm trying to say is that he could have been an obscure fisherman that nobody ever heard of or nobody ever knew about, and instead, he has become one of the most venerated people that ever lived. The Prince of the Apostles wrote two of the books of the New Testament. Peter, the great first pope. And it's all because he launched out into the deep. And that's, in minuscule, that's exactly what happens in our lives. When we follow Jesus, when we risk, when we obey, when we're brave, when we're bold, when we do uncommon things, we can live a life of significance and live a life that will bear fruit, live a life that will be overflowing and abundant. Our boats will sink, as you will. Our nets will break with the goodness of God. But we can't just be sedentary. We can't just sit there. We can't just wait for things to happen. We have to be passionate and obedient and surrendered and proactive and follow Jesus the best we can. I love, there's a song called by Celine Dion, one of the greatest singers alive. And she sings the song, "What Do You Say About Taking Chances?" I love that. And she continues, "What do you say to jumping off the edge? What do you say? What do you say?" And that's what I'm trying to push you to do today. What do you say about taking chances? What do you really want in your life? What do you really want from life? Jesus is calling us to more, to a passionate life, to a life extraordinary and significant and uncommon. Discipleship isn't just all about going to church. It's about bearing fruit. It's about having a life that is significant, a life that impacts people, a life that makes a difference. And I want to push you over the edge to take chances in your life. Because the truth is, because I know that I air in many different channels, TBN and Catholic affiliates and other secular stations, the truth is, some of you are being called to serve God as a priest, sister, or a religious. But you've been kind of hanging back. And really, you must be proactive. You have to make a move. And some of you have been called to start a prayer group or a Bible study group, and you're afraid. Well, I was afraid when I first sensed a call from Jesus. I was afraid to become a priest, to become a religious. I'm shy, introverted, suffered from panic attacks. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I had any kind of gifts like that. I wasn't sure that I could do it, but I kept hearing the call of Jesus to be bold, to be daring, to launch out into the deep for a catch. And oh, I want a catch in my life. I want a haul. Basically, I think we're all fishermen. We all want that great catch in life. We all want that abundance. We want our nets to break and our boats to sink. We want blessings from life. But in order to get that, you got to be bold and you got to be proactive and you got to be courageous, not in your own power, but in God. God is our strength. So I heard that call and I sensed that call and I made a move. And I haven't looked back. I've faced my fears. I've stood the test. I've faced the tribulations and the hardships. You're going to get it whichever way of life you choose. I think one of the greatest hardships is being bored. I always tell people boredom is overrated. Just sitting there living the sedentary life, that's no good. No, you were made for more. You were made for passion. You were made to live your life well. Some of you are poets, artists, sculptors, teachers. Some of you are being invited to go to school and to accomplish your dreams. And I'm going to try to push you over the edge here today, just like Jesus did to Peter. And you saw how Peter's life turned out. I mean, there's a whole basilica built over his bones. And that should inspire us about what we can become when we follow Jesus. You see, Jesus isn't just for the sweet by and by and for the hereafter. He's for the here and now. He wants us to bear fruit with our lives and to live significant, passionate, fruitful lives. And that's why I named this program Live with Passion. Don't just live, live with passion. And I'll talk more about what passion is. So can I push you to launch out into the deep today? Can I push you to strive for more? I want you to live with passion. One of my favorite sayings is, get this, fortune favors the brave. You see, there are opportunities in life, and if you're not courageous and you're not brave, you will never seize those opportunities. Fortune, good fortune, favors the brave. And when you have Jesus as Lord of your life, when you surrender to Him, this new courage comes into you. You become a brave person, a person willing to face adversity and to go through trials. That's exactly what happened to the apostles, and that's what can happen to you. So I'm going to invite you to go out, to make a move, to do what you hear God calling you to do. And I want to get back to this for a moment. Are you being called to something more than what you're doing right now, and you've just been kind of putting it aside and saying, yeah, someday I'll do it? Well, that someday is now. It's today. And if you don't make a move now, when will you do it? Carpe diem, seize the day. One of my favorite movies is a movie called Dead Poets Society. And in it, Robin Williams was the main actor. He was a teacher who inspired his young English class, these teenagers at this academy. He inspired them about English, but more than learning English, he inspired them to make a move in their life and to become a person of significance, to live your dreams. And to be the best person that you can, to realize your potential. And he inspired those young people all in their own ways to be their best. And that's what I want for you. I want you to realize your potential. And I'll talk more about that in this program, what potential is. I want you to be the best and become all that you can be. I have a saying in my ministry, who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. Who you are is God's gift to you, but who you become is your gift to God. And life is all about becoming. It's all about being the best that you can be, realizing your potential, living with passion, influencing the world, changing the world. Forgive my audacity, but I believe that I can change the world, not me, but God in me and through me, working through me. And the same for you. You can change your world. You can either be a thermostat or a thermometer. A thermometer lets the world change them, and a thermostat changes the environment. And I want you to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Not just being influenced by everybody else, but having influence. I never thought I could do that until I started following Jesus. And I let Him push me. And I've become a very daring person where I used to be so shy and introverted. Very bold, preaching in front of thousands, preaching now on TV and radio, writing books, trying to help people to be the best that they can be. And you can do the same in your own world. So, is God calling you? And I believe He is. He called people all throughout the Bible, Jeremiah, Moses. He called Mary. He called Paul the Apostle. So many different people. And those are all examples for us. Because He's calling us in our generation today to make a difference at such a time as this, in this generation, to make a difference. I remember, as I said, one of my first homilies, and it was at CTU, Catholic Theological Union. That's where I went to the seminary. And one of the first homilies that I gave, it was in front of all these influential people, all my teachers and formation directors and all the students and different people that were there. Well, anyway, one of the first homilies that I gave, I flopped. Got real nervous and I was scared. You know, I'm launching out into the deep and everything, and I felt like I was sinking, like Peter. And by the way, Peter, and I just sang his praises a little while ago, Peter was the only person we ever know in the history of everybody, the billions of people who ever lived, the only person other than Jesus who walked on water. And he walked on water because he got out of the boat. You know, the good thing about Peter is he had some courage. Maybe that's why Jesus chose him. He had boldness. And when Jesus told him in the midst of the storm to get out of the boat, he got out of the boat and he walked on water. And granted, he sank, but Jesus grabbed him. But at least he got out of the boat. And that's exactly what Jesus wants from us, to get out of the boat. So I got out of the boat. And there I am in front of all these people with all these degrees and PhDs and scholars and teachers and all this different thing. And I got up there and I bombed. Well, I'll never forget one of my classmates, one of my good friends. He came up to me after and he said, "You know, Cedric, wasn't your best, but," he said, "I saw potential in you." And I thought to myself, wow, you know, that he saw something in me. Even at my worst, there was something in me, potential. One time I was in an English class, this is way back in the sixth grade, and my teacher gave me a book, and it was called Great Expectations. And I realized the book, he didn't give it to anybody else, he gave it to me. And I realized that the teacher was telling me, metaphorically, symbolically, by giving me that book, that he saw something in me, and he had great expectations. Sometimes we don't see the goodness that's in us. And other people do, though. They see the potential. They have great expectations for us. And that's exactly how God looks at us. Sometimes you look at yourself and you say, you know, I don't see a whole lot. I don't know if I could lead a Bible study group. I don't know if I could do a prayer group. I don't know if I'm called to be a priest or a sister. I just think that I don't really have much to give. Well, that's not the way God sees you, because God created you. And when you think about yourself that way, in a demeaning way, in a way that is self-deprecating, then what you're doing is you're really not giving thanks to God. I remember I read a book by John Maxwell, and he said in this book, actually the name of the book was, Sometimes You Lose and Sometimes You Learn. And that was the name of the book. Actually, the name of the book was Sometimes You Win and Sometimes You Learn. And in this book, he talked about how different people talk to us, but he said the number one person that you need to listen to, the most important person that you need to listen to, is your own self. In your self-talk, because what you say to yourself is so crucially important. So don't demean yourself. Don't be self-deprecating. Rather, you must say good things about yourself, like, I am anointed, I am in the image of God, God lives in me, God's going to work through me, I'm more than a conqueror, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. These are important things. So watch how you speak about yourself. So anyway, my friend says, you know, I see potential in you. Well, what is potential? Because I want you to realize your potential. The name of this program, the name of the series, the name of all my programs, Live with Passion. I want you to be saved. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to have a personal relationship with God. That's the mainstay of my programs. But I also want you to live a significant life that affects other people, that impacts them. And please don't say, well, I'm too old for that. Abraham thought he was too old, but he became the father of faith. The promise of God came through Abraham when he thought he was too old. Don't say, well, I'm not good enough, because, you know, Moses stuttered and God delivered, redeemed the Hebrew people. He put Moses in front of Pharaoh. The Pharaoh, the man who had all the power in the earth, could have had his head chopped off. He put Moses in front of Pharaoh with his stuttering problem, and he redeemed them. He ransomed them through this man who stuttered. And don't say, I'm too young. You know, that's exactly what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, I'm too young, I can't do it. And you know what God told Jeremiah? He said, before I formed you in the womb, before you were born, I consecrated you and appointed you a prophet to the nations. Did you get that? God is the one who formed you in your mother's womb. God is the one who has appointed you. God has anointed you. God has called you. And you have a purpose. You have a reason for existing. And I want you to live with passion. So what is potential? Let's talk about that. Unrealized ability. When my friend heard me preach and he saw me and he said, Cedric, you know, you've got potential. Unrealized ability. So in other words, there's ability in you that needs to be realized and developed, and you need to grow and mature. So what my friend was saying, he said, you know, you're preaching, it wasn't really all that good, but there's something in you. And if you develop it, it can come to fruition. And I held on to that. I wouldn't feel so good about what I preached that day, but I said, you know what? There's still something in me, and I'm not going to give up. And don't you give up. That's what happens to a lot of people. They run into a little bit of adversity. They run into a little bit of hardship, and they quit. Well, you can't be like that. You got to keep getting out of the boat. You got to keep launching out into the deep. You got to be determined. It was Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau. Remember, he wrote Walden. And he was from Massachusetts. I'm from Massachusetts, so I kind of like him. He was a poet, a philosopher, an author. And he wrote a book called Walden. And in that book, he said, most men live lives of quiet desperation. And somebody else said that he continued in this way. They go to their graves with their songs still in them. Wow. Instead of living a life of desperation, live a life of determination. That's the way you got to be. You have to realize that you can't just give up when you run into adversity, or if you're a little bit afraid, or if you're not all that courageous. You got to keep trying. You know, if once you don't succeed, try again. And that wasn't the only time, by the way, that I bombed in my preaching. You know, I've had times where I lost my spit, that my legs were shaking, that just didn't go all that well, that I'd forget things and things wouldn't go all that well. But I didn't give up. I was convinced that God had anointed me and appointed me and called me, and that God is with me. And what God is looking for is some determination so that you can realize your potential. Don't you understand that deep within me and deep within you, don't you want to fulfill your potential? Don't you want to become all that you can be? Don't you want to live your life abundantly and be all that you can be? That's why I'm trying to push you over the edge to get you moving. I don't want you living the sedentary lifestyle. I want you to be proactive and determined and live a life that is significant. So potential, it has to do with being developed. Qualities in you that need to be developed. You do that by education, of course, but you do that by stepping out, by risking, by daring. As the Celine Dion song said, what do you say to taking chances? Take chances in your life. Launch out into the deep. So I thought to myself, you know, he saw something in me. God has made me. God has great expectations for me. I'm going to keep trying. I read a booklet by Norman Vincent Peale. You know Norman Vincent Peale. He wrote the great book, The Power of Positive Thinking. Nothing wrong with that, about being positive. Well, he also wrote a little booklet called Expect a Miracle, Be a Miracle. And in this little booklet, he talked about how we are all miracles. Just the fact that we're alive, but even more than that, we have miracles within us, unrealized, untapped potential, and you're greater than you think you are. You just need to discover that. And he shared about how cows, for example, normally produce 600 pounds of milk in a year. The normal cow, 600 pounds of milk in a year, about 2 pounds a day. And he said one cow that he heard about named Hattie produced 44,000 pounds of milk in 1 year. That's like 100 times the normal rate. And he was saying that just as cows have potential, people have potential. And there's a miracle in you that needs to be discovered and to come out. There's a capacity in you to expand and grow and develop. And you are greater than you think. I think about Michael Jordan, for example. Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player who ever lived. Air Jordan. You know, they always, Nike has this thing where it's got the ball up there and here he is. He defied gravity. Well, did you know that when he was a sophomore in high school, he didn't even make the varsity team? He was demoted to the junior varsity team because he wasn't good enough. Made him cry, made him do a lot of soul searching, but he came to realize that he had a gift, he had potential, it just needed to be worked on and developed. And as you know, Michael Jordan led the Chicago Bulls to many world championships and is arguably the greatest basketball player who ever lived. Air Jordan defied gravity. And in the same way, you have potential within you, not to produce milk, maybe not to soar and slam dunk a basketball, but to help people, to reach out in service, to be a leader, to make a difference. Perhaps you have a vocation, as I was saying, and I'm going to push you not to just be sedentary and wait for things to happen, but to be proactive, to make a move, and to live with passion. Launch out into the deep for a catch, and you will have a great haul of abundance. Don't just live, live with passion. I saw a motivational poster, and it had to do with a ship, and underneath was a caption, "A ship in a harbor is safe, but ships are made for the wide open ocean." And you're made not to be safe, but to launch out into the deep for a catch and to be all that you can be. It's never too late. You're not too old. You can make a difference. I got a letter from somebody I just wanted to share with you. Actually, it's an email. And this man said, "Father Cedric, I just wanted you to know I left the church at age 18 and I hadn't been back since. I'm 53 years old and I watched your show on television. I ordered all your books. I'm now involved in my parish church. Going to Mass, Catholic Bible study, which I love." Yes, that's called launching out into the deep. That's what this program is all about. Getting involved, making a difference, getting a personal relationship with Jesus. Just wrote a book called More Than Conquerors. It's about discipleship, and it will help you to follow Jesus in a close, personal way, More Than Conquerors. When you order my resources or donate to my ministry, you help me to reach out all around the globe with Live With Passion. And as you know, what I'm preaching helps people, makes a difference in their lives, and I pray that it blesses you. So call that number, or write me at that address, or you can go to my website, and I pray that you won't just live, but that you'll live with passion. And thank you, thank you, thank you in advance for all your generosity. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.